insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 11th and 12th verses of Surah An-Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal ladhina ja'u bil ifki 'usbatun minkum la tahsabuhu sharran lakum bal huwa khayrun lakum. لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم.
Indeed, those who came with falsehood are a group among you. Do not think it bad for you, rather it is good for you. For every person among them is what punishment he has earned from the sin. And he who took upon himself the greater portion thereof, for him is a great punishment.
لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين.
Why, when you heard it, did not the believing men and believing women think good of themselves and say, this is an obvious falsehood?
Regarding these two verses, we said in the previous episodes, dear listeners, that this concept that the verses are discussing is the concept of the adventure of ifk, a great slander. And it is understood from these verses that one innocent person is accused of an unchaste act at the descending of these verses, but the Holy Quran does not mention the main phenomenon and says what should be done and what was done and what should have been done afterwards. So it is said, commiserating the believers who were annoyed by accusing a pure person of such an evil act, do not regard it an evil to you. لا تحسبه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم. It is good for you. But at the same time, those who did that, they will be completely, to the last part, punished for what they did. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. For every one of them will be what he earned of the sin. The Holy Quran in this part, dear listeners, does not name the word punishment, but says, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. It is as though it is the reality of ithm. It is the very essence of ithm that is the punishment of themselves in the day of judgment. It's not that the Almighty Allah brings up a substitute, brings up a kind of punishment which suits what they did in the world. But these verses specifically this part of the verse, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ, it can be understood from this part of the verse that their punishment is not something separate from what they earned in the world. It is rather the reality of their ithm. It is the reality of what they did in the world that they will be punished with. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ, unto every man of them will be what he earned of the sin. So this kind of punishment that the people have in the other world is something they earned. It's not something which is equal to what they did in the world of their actions. على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Anyway, dear listeners, in the 12th verse, it is said, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. Why did not the believers, men and women, when heard of it, think well of themselves, and why did they not say this is a manifest lie? So we said that the Holy Quran is reprimanding those believers who, although they knew that the accused person was totally chaste, they were aware of the plots, they were aware of the plans carried out by those infidels, by those hypocrites against the Holy Prophet, but then they did not act against this false accusation. And sometimes even they unconsciously spread it. So that's why the use of the word anfus is seen in other verses of the Holy Quran. The verse of the Holy Quran says, and find not fault with your own selves. And that its emphasis is put on the believers, men and women, shows that faith is a quality that can prevent evil thinking and suspicions. So, up to now, those believers were spiritually and morally reprimanded, and they have understood that they should have done better. We will continue with the rest of the verses in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.